to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board games from one board family. This is Ryan Gutowski, joined as always by...
Rick White, and just doing some gift card shopping during this episode. I hope that's okay, Ryan.
I'm only
going to be partially paying attention.
Yeah, you never pay attention anyway, so this would be not out of the norm. So.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
That's fine. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be fine. You're going to do real well.
Okay.
We've got a guest judge here, Daniel Zayas. How are you doing today, man?
I am doing well after our holiday festivities.
Very cool. Very cool. Daniel, you are all over the industry. You do so many things. Tell us a little about just some of the hats that you wear in the board game industry.
Sure. I do. I wear many hats in the industry. My primary industry function is the U.S. sales manager for Long Pack Games, which is a tabletop games manufacturer in China, a network of factories in China. And I help people realize their idea into a physical product.
Yeah.
And then how to mass manufacture that physical product. I also manage Tabletop Backer Party, which is a fun Facebook group where we have four recurring shows that go up to advertise various tabletop games seeking crowdfunding. The entire focus of that group is crowdfunding tabletop games. So if you're interested in that, then you should definitely be part of that group.
But yeah, you guys post a lot of projects that are coming out. It's really good to keep updated with that group.
Yeah, it's a good way to see what's coming out. It's also a good way to interact with other creators and backers, so that we all are on the same page and learning about this Wild West frontier that is crowdfunding. Those are the two main things I do. I manage a few other Facebook groups. I travel a lot to conventions for work, and through that travel, I also take selfies with folks and throw events and all sorts of fun stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you've ever been at a convention and you see a man taking a bunch of selfies, that's probably Daniel. That's a 90% chance.
That's a fair estimation.
Yeah. So, Daniel, when you say that you wear a lot of hats, where do you purchase these hats? Because I'm doing a little Googling on the side and I want a hat. So,
I have a subscription to Lids.
Oh, okay. All right. Lids.
Didn't know how they had a subscription box.
Services. All right. You guys can keep going. I'm just going to do some stuff.
Okay. Good. I'm excited about you listening to my pitch. Anyway, if you're new to Will It Game, we are going to pitch two board games. I'm going to pitch one, Rick's going to pitch one, and our wonderful guest, Judge Daniel, is going to choose the least crappy of these two board games. Now, Daniel, being in the industry that you're in, you chose the theme of crowdfunding or manufacturing. So I think both of ours actually go on the crowdfunding side. So are you ready to hear these crappy board games?
I am very ready to hear these crappy board games.
Excellent, excellent. Mine is called Take My Money, and it's got an exclamation point at the end. Going all in on a crowdfunding game can be risky business, but that's the name of the game, and that's kind of the name of our game. Each round of the game has one player spending money to crowdfund projects that are put together by the other players at the table. So if you think like a party game, something supports up to 6 to 8 players, it's going to be something that you're going to get a good group around and have a lot of laughs. The other players pick projects from a hand of 5 cards and use wooden tokens to distribute attributes to these projects. You basically have 3 attributes. It has a cost, it has a risk, and it has a value that's set by the players. Now, with only 6 tokens to distribute on your project, you have to decide, am I going to make it cost a lot so that the player who has the money has to pay me big, or am I going to give a lot of value for a low cost so at least I walk away with some money this round? Players put their money on the projects they want to fund, the active player with the money. Then it basically comes in the form of little cardboard dollars that they can allocate to the different projects. You can choose to give some projects some money, all projects a little bit of money, or no money to a couple projects and just go all in on one. Creative players will be able to give a backstory to their project or even pitch the idea while they're showing off what they're pitching, whether it's a watch that makes breakfast for you, or it's some sort of helicopter that carries babies to the playground so you don't have to, attend, playtime, just let the baby, we call it a baby copter. Let's just put it that way. Baby copter coming 2021. Anyway. Yeah. What makes Take My Money unique is that they are multi-purpose cards. One side of the card is the name of the like a project, like a device that you're kickstarting or a game that you're kickstarting.
Like Babycopter.
Like Babycopter. The bottom side of the card actually has a value number of a project. Okay? They are disassociated from each other. So what happens is when the people are pitching, they're going to put down the card face up that has the projects, basically the project that they're pitching, like Babycopter. And they're going to put the value, which is the bottom side of another card, underneath. So you don't know the value until you spend your money on the project. And this was called Take My Money.
So I've been pitched a game about pitching.
Yes. Yes.
Meta.
I was going to say, will it game the board game? But I thought it might be a little too close to home.
No, you cannot. I am part owner of that license, so you need to chill out. There's will there be a picture of Fry from Futurama on the front of the box?
Sure. Yeah. That old GIF. Yeah.
More IP problems.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we need. All right.
Thank you for your pitch. Yeah. I will consider this.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I know you jotted
Daniel,
down
did
lots
you have
of
questions?
Notes.
Did you have questions now, or do you want to hold till you?
Let me hold on the questions. I do have questions, but I want to make sure that I have a fresh perspective of both of them before I give you ideas as the impartial judge.
That's true. That's
all
good.
All right.
That's good judgment.
Okay, well then I will step up to the plate and destroy Ryan's game. So, as we all know, Kickstarter is a big deal, and there are a ton of folks who have ventured into its treacherous waters to release board games, hot new inventions, and yet another coffee table book that nobody really asked for. And while you could totally be creative and come up with an idea and work to make it a reality by hitting Kickstarter yourself, why not just make a game or play a game about doing that instead? I mean, it worked for Agricola. I mean, nobody wants to go out and farm, right? So this is called Kickstarting a Board Game, the Card Game. Players are tasked with starting an independent board game publishing company and launching their projects via Kickstarter. Cards are split into an idea deck and a game elements deck. And at the start of the game, players begin with 5 element cards and 3 idea cards, 2 of which they keep. And they also start with $2,000. Players are trying to get all the elements that they need for a particular idea, whether they be mechanics or components. And the starting ideas will be relatively simple, while later ideas will be more complex and worth more money. Players also have the ability to add other elements to the design just to try to make it even more attractive to prospective investors. You can acquire new elements by purchasing them from a market of 8 cards made from the elements deck. Whenever they have everything they need, a player can launch a game on Kickstarter. However, you have to keep an eye on the trends, because every so often a new trend card may arise. Maybe the people want minis or a space theme, or for their game to include scientific data about birds. You never know what's coming. This will give bonuses to some of the ideas and negative points to others, and they last for a few rounds, even though their power kind of decreases as the rounds go by. You've got to time the game right in order to get the best response from your backers and hit the right trends. We won't have any fulfillment side to this game. That'll be in the sequel. But I do, of course, have an expansion, and that is Mini Minis, and that is going to be our first ever meta board game piece. It's just miniatures of miniatures. And then there will, of course, be a future legacy version in which you grow into a board gaming empire and you buy up little companies in order to destroy individuality and creativity in the industry. Woo! And that is Kickstarting a Board Game, the Card Game.
I'm not going to lie, I really like this.
I feel it was 6 games I was playing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way you got to do it. I have to overpromise, underdeliver. This is Kickstarter. It's kickstarting a board game, the card game.
That's funny. I have questions.
Okay.
I have a few questions. So you said that someone for the first game, you said that someone is going to have a project that then has the value underneath, and there's essentially two cards per bidding.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm wondering, what is the card count of this game for production?
I'm going to say probably 120 cards to 150, somewhere in that range.
Sure.
So, and some of the projects, you know, the artwork.
You already have ideas. You already have ideas for what the cards will say on them.
Baby
Copter. Could you tell me a few more of those?
Yeah. So we've got Baby Copter. We've got Baby Copter 2. We've got Virtual Lawn Darts, which is actually a VR game that is going to really be a big hit. We've got Walking Simulator, which is actually a video game. Yeah, it's a walking simulator. You get to walk around all kinds. You actually choose the location that you're going to walk around. It could be a garden. It could be a mountaintop. It could be all kinds of places. And you just walk. You just walk. Just really.
Just walk, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, who really wants to go outside and walk?
Right.
It's snowy out where you're at. I mean, who wants to do that crap?
No.
So you can just jump in that walking simulator and just, yeah. So those are a couple, you know, ideas.
And did you have any ideas for deluxified components? Did you have any ideas about like how you might make this special for people buying the game?
I feel like we could do two SKUs. We could have a wooden token version where we have so when you're showing the cost, you have little wooden dollar symbols or something like that. And then we have the regular version, which is just cardboard chits. So.
And then, Rick, do you have any deluxe components that might impact the experience on your game?
Well, of course, every time, you know, we hit a certain stretch goal, which will be $10 a part on my campaign, you're going to get 10 more cards. And so we just keep adding cards
How much does this game cost?
How much does this game cost? If you get the deluxe edition, if you get the basic edition, it costs $30. And if you get the deluxe edition with the mini minis, it costs $137.
That's fairly intriguing that one sale of a game will trigger three stretch goals to unlock.
Yeah. 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 It
Rick's
triggers
quitting
the first,
his job.
Yeah. It triggers the first 10, and then there's a $20,000 bonus to get to the next one.
Oh, I see.
Because,
okay.
Yeah. So that's the way we do it.
I'm jumping on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody gets excited there. Look, I can trigger three stretch goals with my purchase, at least the first three people. And then after that, they're like, oh, man, we got a long way to go.
And you're in the back end sitting there. I quit my job to do this. I'm just updating graphics every 5 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I have another question. Rick, you said that there's trends in the game that over time will diminish in value, right?
Yes.
How does that mechanically trigger?
So basically, they're going to be, after every two rounds or so, a new trend will show up. And so there will be a trend line in which, you know, all of them move down. And so, like, if it's been...
Moving them down?
Yeah, so there will be only, like, four trends at a time. So when the first trend pops out, it'll go in the first space. And then when the next one shows up, you slide the first one down and put the new one in. And so the board where you're doing this will kind of help you see. It's a trend tracker. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll help you see what the value is of that trend. Yeah. I mean, I had so many ideas to help you. Like, I was going to say we were going to sponsor a project called Beat Up a Millennial, where you could just pay money to go just beat up a millennial for a while.
I feel literally
attacked. Boxing
gloves.
There we go.
With boxing gloves. You know, it's for, you know, the older, the greatest generation. You know, every now and then they want to punch a millennial.
The greatest generation.
You know.
They're the ones that they're marketing to them.
Yeah, you know, we haven't gotten old people on the Kickstarter train yet, so we got to find a way. And the best way to do that is to beat up a millennial.
For sure. Got it.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, you've heard two ridiculous, outlandish things this morning.
That is true.
One being Rick's board game pitch. Anyway, so what you got?
I still have many questions.
That's what you should.
I think I like the idea of the deluxe components in the with the wooden token. So I think I'm going with Ryan on this one.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Tokens, it was strictly for the wooden tokens. I don't know that I like adding cards tokens. Every time.
I like it. Okay.
Oh, cool. Man, I thought my Meta Mini Minis was going to make it over the top.
Meta Mini Minis was fantastic. That was a great idea. I don't know how you would actually accomplish that of miniatures of the miniatures.
You know, yeah, I mean, it'll somehow work.
Speaking purely from manufacturing side, I don't know.
There we go. Yeah. The tiniest of tiny pieces of plastic.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, anyway, Daniel, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Thank you for casting your judgment upon us. And where can people find you online?
I think the best way to interact with me is by joining Tabletop Backer Party. That's one of my favorite hangout spots online. You can also follow me on Twitter at Zias Games. And those are the two places I really hang out lately.
Awesome. Very cool. Daniel, thanks for joining us, man. Hope you have a great day and get to play some great games, man. Much better than kickstarting a board game, the card game, and Take My Money. So, and until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.